Morning, everyone. Mike here, just wanting to share a few thoughts about the Lord's Prayer. I don't think in the time that we have this morning that I can go into each bit of the Lord's Prayer, so I'm just going to share with you a couple of things that I've been thinking about. First of all, the Lord's Prayer, it is probably, for us as followers of Jesus, one of the earliest pieces of literature that talk about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. You know, the disciples had asked Jesus, how do we pray? And Jesus gave them this prayer. And in the words of this prayer, which are about 35 words, depending on what translation you use, you get a flavour, something of the heart of what it means, of God's heart, and what it means to follow Jesus. It actually, and I didn't know this, is actually based on an ancient Jewish prayer, which is still used today, called the Mourner's Kaddish. And that is a prayer that was used by Jews and is still today at times of death, when there was a funeral or something like that. And it's there to remind people of who God is, to kind of reorientate them back onto looking at God in the midst of the turmoil of death and of being at a funeral. This prayer is said that reminds them and recalibrates them back to God. And Jesus, it seems, used this prayer as a basis for the Lord's Prayer. So in that, he's showing continuity with the Jewish tradition. But what's good about that as well is that when we look at the Lord's Prayer, we can see what is distinctly Jesus in that. We can see what is distinctly Christian in that. And the key thing that I want to emphasize that is in the Lord's Prayer is that it is personal. It's not about a distant God. The Kaddish talks about God and it speaks about how holy he is, but it talks about God as separate to being to humans. It's like this distant person, which is good. We do that sometimes. You know, it talks about God being glorified and sanctified. But the difference with the Lord's Prayer, which is, I mean, just look at those first two words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. It's personal. It's about relationship. Yes, it says things about God, but we're talking about our Father God, rather than that God who is distant from us. It speaks to God personally. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us today our daily bread. It's from relationship that this prayer is said. So this is the key difference, the personal nature of the Lord's Prayer. And what I want to remind us this morning is that we're able to talk to God in this way because we are his sons or his daughters. We're his sons and daughters. We have the family name if we've chosen to follow Jesus. He says we are his brothers and sisters. We're adopted into the family of God. And with that comes authority. We have the authority that Jesus has, which is an amazing thing to say. You know, it's easy to say, but amazing to get your head around. Really hard to get your head around. We have the authority that Jesus has. And I think prayer is a key thing for not just us at NCS, at Philly, but for the church today, certainly the church in the West, in all that is happening, in the toughness of following Jesus, prayer is a key aspect of our life with God that we need to rediscover. And I think part of that rediscovery, and this is certainly the journey that I'm on, is about rediscovering the authority that I have, that you have, as a son or a daughter of the Father, to be able to speak into situations, to declare truth through prayer in situations. That's the authority we have. And I think I was reminded recently of how we live in the now and not yet. You know, we talk, don't we, about how Jesus has won the victory, but the realization, the full realization of all that he has achieved won't come until he comes again. So we live in this tension between what has been achieved and what will one day come. We talk, don't we, in the Lord's Prayer, it says this, your kingdom come on earth as in heaven. We talk about, we pray that things of heaven would break into earth now. And as people who have the authority to pray, that is what we should be praying into all situations that we find ourselves. That is the calling of God's church, to demonstrate things of the kingdom of heaven and to pray them into being, because we have the authority to do that. We live, if you like, and we've been reminded of this recently, haven't we, in that motif of Easter. You know, Good Friday, the death of Jesus, the despair of Jesus being crucified. And then there is Sunday when he's resurrected, and that reminds us of the hope that we have as followers of Jesus, that one day he will come again, one day all things will be made new, and as it says in Revelation 21, death will be defeated, pain and sickness will be gone. But we're not there yet. We're in between. We live, if you like, in that Easter Saturday, that period in between where we have the hope within us because we know Sunday is coming, but we don't yet see it. And we have the sadness of what happened on Good Friday. And we live in these times where there is a lot to challenge us, a lot that is hard, but you and I have authority to speak about the Sunday that is coming, to pray about the things of Easter Sunday, to pray the things of heaven into the now, so that if you like, that Easter Sunday breaks in to the Easter Saturday. You and I have authority to declare the things of heaven through prayer. Let your kingdom come on earth as in heaven. So every office where there is a follower of Jesus, every workplace where there is a follower of Jesus, every school where there is a follower of Jesus, every university where there is a follower of Jesus, every home where there is a follower of Jesus should be thankful because they have someone there who has authority to bring the things of heaven, to pray the things of heaven, to demonstrate the things of heaven in that place. And because we're talking about prayer, I just want to encourage us that authority should inspire us. And I'm preaching to myself here. This is, like I say, this is the journey I'm on. That we have the authority to pray into those situations. So let's do that. Let's do that. I had an interesting experience over Easter. Some of you know about it, and I'm very grateful for those of you who prayed for me over the Easter weekend. Just to cut a long story short, I had a couple of turns where they thought I was having what was called awake seizures, and I ended up in A&E on Maundy, Thursday and into Good Friday, not till 3 p.m. on Good Friday. And I had all sorts of scans, CAT scans, blood tests. And then on the Saturday, the Easter Saturday, I was sent to the Hallamshire where I had an MRI scan because they wanted to check everything was okay. And I'm very thankful to say that everything's okay and that I'm clear from anything serious there. They think it was probably just to do what they call more linked to migraines, but it was touch and go for a while. And you can imagine, whilst I'm having these tests, I'm quite, you know, I'm a bit scared. I'm not quite sure what's happening, and it's not lost on me that this happened on Easter Saturday. You know, like I've just been saying, in that not quite sure, I don't quite know what's happening. As I've reflected, I think actually God was really speaking to me in that time. And, you know, one of the amazing things in that time where I was feeling, you know, a little bit scared, not quite sure of what was happening, is I had an ultrasound test on where they check the blood flow from in the two main veins in your neck that go into your brain. And I went into this room with the guy who was doing the ultrasound, and you know, I got onto the couch as he's just about to do the ultrasound, and he said, "Hello, my name's Prince," and he said, and then he proceeded to tell me what he was going to do, and he talked to me about the veins in my neck, and he said, "These veins, they carry this much blood a second, this much blood a minute, this much blood every 5 minutes, this much blood every hour," and so on and so on, until he said how much had been they carry in a year. And then he said, "It's amazing, isn't it, what the Creator has done?" And I said, "Have you got faith?" And he said, "What makes you think that?" Well, I said, "You know, not many people talk like that." Anyway, he was someone who knew Jesus. He's called Prince, and he goes to the Rock Church, and it was such a blessing to in that place to have someone like that be able to talk to me about faith. And at the end of him doing the test of the ultrasound, he asked if he could pray with me. And there's just me and him in this room. And he prayed, and we prayed together. And it was a reminder to me of what we're trying, well, I'm wanting to encourage us in today. We're in this place where we have these uncertainties. And goodness, we all have so many uncertainties, don't we, in life? Different things going on. But in that place, God gave me someone who did that ultrasound, who knew him, and who prayed with me. And I was reminded, yes, we have the authority in the Easter Saturday, in the tough stuff, to pray the things of heaven to be made real now. So can I remind you of the authority you have? Peter and John, when they were praying in Acts, and that person asked them for money, can you remember? And he said, silver and gold I don't have. I don't have anything in my pocket. I don't have any change. But what I have, I will tell you about. He didn't say what. I'll tell you about what Jesus has. He says what I have, the authority that I have because of what Jesus has done, because I am his son. What I have, I will give you. So don't roll over and submit. Let's be praying, let your kingdom come into those situations in our lives, into the lives of people we know, into the lives of situations you know. Let your kingdom come in my brother who doesn't yet know you, or in my son who is struggling with their faith, or my daughter, or my friend, or let your kingdom come in my marriage, or in that person's life who is struggling with illness. Wherever there is discord, pray, let your kingdom come. Don't let the uncertainty of Easter Saturday rob you of the hope that you have for Easter Sunday and the authority that you have as his son or daughter. Don't give up praying and choose to pray with other people. It is our Father, not my Father, our Father who art in heaven. We pray together because when we pray together, there is power in that. Acts 1:14, they joined together constantly in prayer, and after they prayed, the place was shaken, and they all proclaimed the good news with boldness. So remember who you are. You're a son, you're a daughter of Jesus, a daughter of the King, and you have authority to declare the things of heaven now. And with that, please do have the 18th of May in your calendars, when we're going to have a half night of prayer as a church, 7:30 till 10:30 in the prayer room. There's more information on the website, but please do make that a priority. This is the time, I think, where God is calling us back on our knees and to rediscover the authority we have in him.